Hello, my beautiful creatures. How are you guys? Oh my God, I just realized normally I'll start with like some random story about something that's happened in my life, but I kind of forgot about that. Besides the point, how are you, my beautiful creatures? I'm having a pretty good day. I did have my moments where I have cheese everywhere. All right, here's my story, 'cause now I'm remembering. So I don't like cheese, right? I don't really eat cheese. I don't really eat much dairy besides ice cream for the most part. However, there's this one pizza from Trader Joe's that I do like because there's really not that much cheese on it. And I for the most part don't I kind of just take it off. But I was just eating it on my desk and I'm now finding literally pieces of cheese everywhere. This is like the seventh time. Anyway, like I was saying, I had a pretty good day. I had, some moments where I was feeling a little alone, I had a bit of anxiety, was feeling a bit sad. And the reason for that is because my sister and I just moved into our first apartment. So, cue for the applause. And so, basically, we were supposed to be moving to Texas with my mom. We lived with my mom until our, it's our last year of college. And we're supposed to be moving to Texas in May once we graduate and kind of starting our lives there, just because I live in Florida now, and Florida is honestly too expensive. It's, if you heard my burp, ignore it. It could have been worse, but it wasn't. Anyway, Florida has become, I think, actually the highest state to live in the US, if I'm correct. But it's extremely expensive to just to live here and stuff like that. And so we were just moving to Texas because it's obviously Texas. It's way more affordable to live there. And then also, I'm just tired of Florida. I've lived here for 9 years and it's just, I've done what I can here and I'm ready kind of to move on to something new. And so our lease to our house is up at the end of this month, and the plan, like I said, was to move to Texas in at the end of May once we graduated. And like 2 weeks ago, well, okay, let's backtrack. A month ago, back in October, my siblings had mentioned it to my mom, and they were like, "Why don't you just get the twins an apartment and then you move to Texas so you already have stuff set up for them when they get there, and then you don't have to like waste your money renewing your lease for another only 7 months, which is going to cost you thousands more dollars." And I was like, no. Must know. I don't think I want to do that. And then, like 2 weeks ago, she was like, "All right, so we're doing it." And we're like, "Okay, bet." And so, in 2 weeks, we found us a place here. We found her a place in Texas. We packed up the house and we moved in. And so, this will be my third night staying here. And the first night, number one disclosure, I've been away from home before. Like, I've lived away from home before when I lived on campus at school last year. However, the difference is I could go home whenever I wanted to. I lived an hour away from school, so I can drive home whenever I wanted to, whenever I see my mom, I want to see my mom. And guys, like, my mom's my best friend. She's the person I talk to about everything. I call her in the morning, I call her at night, I call her multiple times throughout the day. Like, it's just my favorite person to talk to. And so I remember even at the time last year being emotional because I didn't want to leave home because I wanted to be with my mom. But I was also really excited to live by myself, like, well, at school or whatever. And so I think even more now, it's very different and it's a lot more scarier and it's a lot more lonely feeling because of the fact that, oh my God, little ASMR on me cracking my neck. Hold on. Sorry to people who have sensory issues and don't like hearing that, but oh my God, I need to start stretching. That's like going to be something I talk about today because the way I feel like an old person right now, like, oh, anyway, I forgot where I was at within my statement, so I'm just gonna start at a different point, probably the same point. I don't know, whatever, beside the point. Anyway, I obviously was a bit emotional last year, but like I said, I could see her whenever I wanted. Now, she's gonna be living in a whole other state. And a completely different time zone, which, I mean, I'm doing a lot. It's an hour difference, but, like, still. And I can't go home and see her whenever I want. Like, I mean, obviously, it's a good, where I'm lucky enough to be, it's happening now where I'm going to Texas in 2 weeks. So I will see her again when she's there. And then I am going again for 2 weeks in December. And then I'm obviously then everyone's coming down for my graduation in May. So I will see her 3 times, once she leaves. She's leaving next week. But it's still going to be, a bit hard for me. Also, this is like my, even though obviously we will be moving back in with her, so like it's not a permanent thing, But it's the unknown of living on my own, because obviously I know what's happening in 7 months, but it's adjusting to living on my own. And I don't live by myself, I live with my sister, but just within that. And so it's like my first kind of taste of independence, I guess you could say. Because, you know, you live at school, you're still living at school. But this time I have my own apartment. I don't have the rules that come with living in a dorm and stuff like that. I can literally do whatever it is that I want. And if you guys know me, I don't really do much because I don't like leaving my house. I don't have the energy to deal with the peoples of the world. And so today, because it's definitely becoming a lot more real, we moved all of our stuff in on Sunday. And so I've just been doing like these last 2 days, just unpacking, which has been really hectic, hence why this episode's coming out on a Tuesday. And yeah, like my room is a hot mess, but I have all my clothes up in my closet and all my decorations are pretty much up. And so today I had a bit of an adulting day. I had class. This is my first week of my new classes. I had two classes. I had an 8 a.m. and a 12 screenwriting and an advanced documentary. However, the thing is, I actually did drop my documentary class today because I studied abroad. And so that was supposed to take away. I studied abroad and I shot documentaries when I was in France. And so that was supposed to take away my documentary class so that I don't have to pay for it, because I go to a private school. These classes are like $5,000 each. And so I was like, I don't want to have to pay for it if I don't actually have to. And I'm not trying to be a documentary filmmaker. I do plan on shooting my own documentary this upcoming month. Like, I'm still going to do that. But if I don't have to pay for a whole class to do it, I can literally just learn and teach myself, which is, tell me how I was in my screenwriting class today. I don't like my professor, because you can clearly tell he's probably studied screenwriting, but he's never actually done it. Like, he probably did like a freaking crash course. Majority of the lecture today was watching Film Riot videos. Like, let that sink in. We just watched YouTube videos on how to be a writer. Like, that's what I'm paying for? Like, I could have did that on my own. I have done that on my own. I watched videos I had already seen when I was freaking 15. And so that was like annoying, because it's like screenwriting is literally one of my favorite things to do in film besides actually creating them. I don't like editing, but I'm about to get over my hatred of editing by forcing myself to edit anything and everything. But yeah, and so I dropped my one class, and now I have an 8 a.m., which is perfect because it gives me more time to kind of get other things done. I'm working on my freelance stuff. Your girl's camera, I got an email today. It's fixed. She's fixed. I pick her up on Saturday because it's an hour away at the store. I go down on Saturday to finish up. My mom helping pack up the house, so I'm going to pick it up then. I'm getting some like new lights. I just picked up my brand new iMac, and she's beautiful. That's what I'm currently like recording this episode on. Like, I'm so in love, because I have my regular MacBook, which I actually need to take to Apple because she's on the fritz as well. But like I said, I'm really trying to take the next step in just my career with my podcast and stuff that I'm doing. So I'm boosting up my equipment and stuff like that. And so this is another purchase that I've made so that I can get that together and everything. And so I'm really excited just moving forward with just different stuff. I was actually looking at my stats last night, and I posted it on my Instagram, which I really need to start posting more on. I'm just not someone who really does social media. I don't even use it much myself, but I had posted a boomerang because I was looking at the locations of my listeners, and it's actually insane. I started this podcast, it'll be 2 years ago on December 6th. I'm thinking I'm doing like a special episode for that. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I started my podcast 2 years ago, and the first year, like, I got some viewers and stuff like that, some downloads, but that was, like, from family and friends, and, oh my god, I thought, it's storming outside, and, like, all the lights and everything had shut off earlier, and the air just turned on, and it scared the crap out of me, because I don't like thunder, it freaks me out, so I thought that's what that was, but yeah, and so I was looking at my downloads, and I got 30,000 downloads within this year, this 1 year. So first of all, I just want to say thank you guys so much for everyone who freaking listens to me. Because one, I know you guys struggle with how fast that I talk, because how I struggle, my family struggles with it. And like, I'm always trying to remind myself, like, T talk slow, slow down, which I need to de-rest. Okay, slowing it down, because I have a feeling that I'm talking really fast too. It's something I've done my entire life. I always been told I talk like my grandma, and apparently she talked as fast as a bullet train, and apparently I'm faster than her, so that's saying something. But yeah, and so like one, I have so many 30,000 downloads. I got a notification. I got 1,010 last week. That's just in 1 week. So like one, I want to say thank you guys all so much. Like I truly, truly appreciate and love you guys. I don't think you guys understand because this really means a lot to me. When I started this podcast, I at the time was very, very shy. I was very introverted. And that was just 2 years ago. So, like, there's a very big difference between me now and me 2 years ago. But I was very shy, very introverted. Didn't know how to stand up for myself. I was not good at speaking to people. I was not good at speaking at all. You know, I remember months before I actually started my podcast, I had wanted to start it. And I kept giving myself doubt. I kept telling myself it was going to be good, that no one would ever want to listen to me. Like, I believed that so hard. And here I am now. And it's only going to get bigger from here. So please, every guys, if you love it, tell your friends, post it on your social medias, like spread the word. I want to build a great community. I want to start getting sponsorships. I want to really start. I'm not going to talk about Patreon right now because it's going to make me mad, but hopefully soon. That's all I'm going to say. I'll let y'all know when stuff's up. When it's up, I'm going to be like, all right, y'all, it's up. Go watch. Go subscribe. $3 a month. Yeah. Because my goal is, you know, to grow my podcast to be something that can reach thousands of people and help people who need it, who either is listening to podcasts because sometimes they make me feel not so alone, or because they allow me to relate to something when I'm going through. Like, that's what I want to do for you guys. Like, I want to be that relatability for you guys. That's why I try to get personal in here. That's why I try to talk about what it's really like adulting, because I remember before I started adulting when I was in high school, it was always something I was scared about. You know, I was always worried about whether I would do good at it. I was always worried about whether, because I was someone who was very sad at times, and, you know, growing up. And even though I gave the persona that I was always hippie and happy and lovely and all that, I was very much sad a lot of my days. And so I always would ask the adults around me, like, what's adulting? Like, what's this, that? And they would tell me, I mean, a lot of time they all told me, you know, it sucks, it's hard and stuff like that. But I don't think, no one ever really describes what it's like. No one ever gives, you know, that step-by-step thing. No one ever really gives tips or even just complains about the struggles of it, you know? And that's kind of what I wanted to do. So you guys know, well, one, this does suck, or this is the good parts about, or this is what you can do to make things better. Like, obviously I'm on this journey as long with you guys, or maybe you guys are far ahead of me, or maybe you guys haven't started your adulting journey yet, but like, I want to be there to help you guys go along your journey as you guys are going along with mine, which is why I want to talk about, like, this is going to be an adulting episode, part of the series. I haven't done an adulting episode in a long time. It's honestly, it's been, hold on, let me double check. Hold on. All right, I'm looking at it now. I haven't released an episode since August for adulting. That's wow. Okay, so I'm happy to have one for you guys now, because I do love my adulting series. I don't have two series on the show, but it's definitely one of my favorites. But yeah, so to get into today's episode, today we are going to be talking about the importance of self-care. Now, the reason that I chose to talk about that is because I feel like that's one of the most important parts of adulting that's not talked about enough. Like I'm said, we're always told, like, you know, like, we gotta pay bills and you have to do this and you have to do that, but like, no one ever really, it's starting to become something more that's talked about when it comes to like the increasing awareness of mental health and emotional and spiritual and physical health and stuff like that. But I wanted to give my little two cents on it, and I think I've talked about this topic before. I don't think I'd ever dedicate like an actual episode to it. And so that's really what I wanted to do for you guys. And so, you know, adulting, you know, after a while, which is actually not even after a while, very quickly takes its toll mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. You know, like, unless you're the 1% who start off adulting with, like, that $1 million trust fund, you know, chances are you're stressed out like the rest of us. And maybe you are, you know, a rich kid. And you're adulting's still hard for you, too. Like, you're still going through the same thing. But, yeah, and so there's a lot of us who are, you know, burnt out from whether it's school or work or like both, or like how I am right now figuring out what the hell it is that I'm doing in my life. You know, it's very hard because, you know, you have so much time in your life. We have literally like 70, 80 years of just living life. And yet it's so much time. Like when I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, that's so many years. Like, what am I even going to be doing for half of those years? But at the same time, I feel like I have literally no time. And I definitely think that comes from the stigma of, you know, once you get out of college, you have to have a job, you have to have an apartment or a house or a mortgage, you have to be starting a family, this and that. You know, for the longest time, we've all lived with that kind of ticking time bomb where, like, that clock above our heads was just constantly telling us where, like, every hour we had to be doing a different thing. You know, whether it was being in school, graduating school, applying to colleges, going to colleges, getting that job, climbing the corporate ladder, getting, meeting someone, getting married, having children, retiring, and then getting, doing something else when we retire. Like, we're always told how our lives should be. And, you know, especially just the way life is now, where we can't even afford to get in our own apartment, let alone pay half of our freaking bills because life is so expensive. How I bought groceries yesterday. I spent like $70 on groceries. And if you were to look in my fridge, you would, wouldn't even be able to tell what I bought. Like, that's how insane things are. And it's like, it's, after a while, it just starts to really take its toll. And it's something for me that, you know, I just like, I'm just like, what's the point? Like, why am I even doing this? I just want to lay in bed and just not do anything all day. But at the same time, I love what I do. I love my podcast. I love filmmaking. I love writing and stuff like that. And so it's just, it's so hard, especially because out here, you have to have money. You have to do this and you have to have that. And it's so hard to make a living without those things. And it's, like, it stresses me out. I'm stressed out half of my days. And I actually had to identify with myself, because that's one thing I want to talk about, is like identifying your signs of stress, because that was definitely my sign of stress, was that I was always so stressed, and that became like a comfort for me. You know, like, that was where I was at. I was always in a state of panic or a state of stress every day of my life, and I was used to that. And so when I finally started evaluating and analyzing myself, I'm thinking, like, why do I always feel like this? You know, when there's nothing, when I literally look, I'm like, I have nothing going on in my life. Nothing bad has happened. My family is healthy. I have food. My bills are paid. What the hell is going on? Like, why am I having so much stress or anxiety? And I'm like, well, because every day since I was like 11 years old, I've always been stressed and had something to deal with. And so because of that, when you have 9 years of just constantly being in this one state of frame or state of mind, you know, I have a big family and we're dysfunctional as hell, and then constantly dealing with that and then dealing with being thrown into adulthood without much guidance, and then having to take on all these new things and having multiple jobs and trying to do school and having to pay for this expensive school and having to do this and that. You're tossing in a tornado, and then you're just supposed to, when you get out, you're told you have to stand straight and not fall. Like, ooh, that was a good analogy. See, that's how I know I'm getting older. I'm getting wiser, y'all. I'm getting wiser. Y'all heard that? Spitting bars. I was actually just thinking, like, I could be a rapper. What if we were made of rubber? That's a question I've been asking myself. Off topic. Anyway, besides the point. Okay, moving on. But yeah, I forgot what I was talking about. I think I was talking about how stressed I am. Anyway, yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, there we go. I'm sorry. Clearly I'm worn out because my mind isn't working correctly today. But yeah, and so once I kind of start really thinking about it and identifying the fact that, okay, my reason I'm so stressed is because I'm just so used to being stressed even when I have nothing going on. And so I started trying to take processors or what is that? Methods or steps. I started trying to take steps to kind of get out of that mindset or like headspace where I'm always stressed or dealing with something or something like that. And really just trying to just enjoy my life. You know, you only live once, realistically speaking, and you only experience your 20s once. And it's like, I don't want to go throughout my 20s and look back, or go throughout my life and look back and think about how, you know, I was so stressed throughout college that I didn't really get to enjoy it that much, which just happened. Like, college stressed me so much, and life in school, I enjoyed school and I have so many great memories. I have such great friends. But at the same time, the experience that I wanted in college is not the one that I got. And it makes me feel really bad, and it doesn't help that, you know, all my friends have pretty much graduated. And so it's like, I can't even really get much of that experience back because all my friends and peoples are gone. So I am definitely I have a couple months left, and I'm gonna just try to, you know, get out there and be out there more and really get going with things. But yeah, I think it's definitely better that I got my own place. My baby's from work, my friends who I love, we all now live close to each other. And so we're just planning different things we can do to hang out and just getting out there more, because we all are doing the same thing. Whereas, like, we're all just so focused on adulting and life that we kind of miss out on what's right in front of us. And that's something that I like I said, I don't want to look back and just regret that type of thing. And just one of my biggest stresses is just figuring out, you know, I know what it is I want to do in film. It's just figuring out how I want to make money when I graduate, which is another reason why, like, I'm pushing my podcast so hard, is because, and same with Patreon and stuff like that and sponsorships. Like, I love my podcast, but I definitely want it to be something that could support me. You know, I want to be one of those top 10 filmmakers, not filmmakers. Yeah, it's top 10 filmmakers, but top 10 podcasters whose podcasts, you know, support them financially. In this way, I can focus more time on doing my podcast and doing my filmmaking, because I'm not working a part-time job or a full-time job at somewhere that has nothing to even do with what I want to do, because, well, I have to pay my bills, or else I can't even do my podcast because I ain't going to have a house to do it in, you know? And so it's like that type of thing that's just been stressing me out, just figuring out, especially because it's not like, if I was graduating, I was staying here. Okay, that's different. I have my job where I'm at, and I would stay there. Obviously, when I move, I'm not going to have that job anymore. And I can't transfer to the place that will be up there because it's an hour away from where I'll be living. And an hour from here is different than an hour away there because the traffic in Texas is so... It's Houston. So bad. I'm not dealing with that. I can barely be on time to work now as it is. And the gas. We even going to talk about the gas. But yeah. And so I, you know, started really trying to... I've been always trying to get into self-care and self-love. But it's something now. Like, this is something that's happening now where I'm like, I need to start prioritizing myself over all these other things. And because I'm starting to go insane. As you can kind of see how I'm going in this episode. And so, you know, I think it's important to want to establish why self-care is important. And it's because self-care literally is what keeps us healthy. It's what keeps us sane. It's what keeps us alive. Like, you can go out your life and you can work and you can take care of everyone else. But if you're not taking care of yourself, you will destroy yourself. There has been so many times. Hell, my mom did that for years. For years. She raised 10 kids and took care of everyone. Took care of my dad. Took care of all of us. Put all of our needs before her own. And, like, you know, like, if you check out her episode that I shot with her on Starting Over at 58, it's a really good episode. And she was, like, even just talking about, like, she's just lost herself in all of that. You lose yourself in your family, and you lose yourself in other people. You lose yourself in work. And she's had many different businesses. She's worked and done many different things. And yes, I'm not saying that she had a good time. My mom loves us and she loves her life. But at the same time, you know, like, you don't want to have to do that and realize that 20 something years later. My oldest sibling is 20 years older than me. You don't want to notice that 20 years later and think, damn, my brother is old. Damn, he just turned like 40 something. I thought he was at least 50, but turns out I was wrong. Anyway, but you don't want to look back on your life and after all those years have passed and just think, what am I doing? Like, how do I feel? I don't know how to make a decision for myself because I'm too busy making decisions for everybody else. It's important, and there's so many benefits. Like, healthier mind, your body feels healthier, your anxiety is less, you're able to sleep better, you're feeling better about your life. You know, like, it's just so many things that truly, you want to live life. There's so many of us out here who don't want to live, who don't want to experience days. There's days where I don't want to get out of bed because I'm like, I don't care, what's the point? There's days I don't think that life is even worth it. And not saying that I'm going to do anything irrational. Yeah. But it's still within, like, I still will have that feeling. I still will have that thought where I'm just like, this is just too much. I can't do this. I was like, I'm only 20. How am I tired of this already? You know, given I have taken on a lot, you know, as someone, you know, who was young, but it still stands, you know? And I just need to get better at taking care of myself. And I want you guys to get better too, because I don't want you guys to have those moments when you're thinking, is life even worth it? Because it is. There's so many beautiful things out there. Adulting sucks. Being an adult sucks. It does. You deal with a lot. Shit is crazy. But there's so much beauty in the world. There's so much great things. And yes, the world, I want to say the world is crazy. The people in the world are crazy. But the world itself is beautiful. It's why I want to travel. You know, I want to get into travel documentary just so I can shoot stuff myself, or travel shooting and travel stuff like that. I want to see the world. You know, I follow this YouTuber named Hitomi. You guys check her out. Absolutely wonderful. I love her. And she just travels all over the world. And she was just showing, there was one vlog where she was like hiking in Portugal because she was looking to see if she wanted to live there. Or there was a point where she lived in Hawaii and just stuff like that. And it's like, there's so much beauty all over the world. And even when I went to France, like, obviously I was mainly working while I was there. So I really didn't get to experience it, like, France, as much as I would have loved to. But I definitely did when I could. I would go out and see different places and try to talk to different people and stuff like that. But, like, I love that my sister, she got to climb, go, not rock climbing, but, like, climb mountains and zip lining, going to ice bars and stuff like that. And she did call me and say she was doing more of the partying part of the broad, like, the study abroad than the actual studying. But, like, besides the point, Stan, period, girl. But, yeah, like, that's another thing, like, I want to do, you know? And so it's, like, you have to take care of yourself and show yourself love. You know, you can't expect to show love to anyone else if you can't show it to yourself first. It's common freaking knowledge. So with that being said, like, I definitely wanted to give some self-care tips and just talk about like my own self-care journey. I started my self-care journey when I was 11. And I would do like the minimal things of like every month I would change out my room because I got annoyed with my room. And I don't say annoyed. I got bored of it. I don't like being bored. I like change. It's something I've always liked. But at the same time, I mean, as I got older, it gives me more anxiety and I don't like it as much. But I definitely don't. I won't say I do fear it, but I don't let that hinder me much. But I used to change my room around every month. As I got older, I started doing things like meditating. I got really big into meditating, journaling, yoga. That's something I definitely, like I said before in other episodes, I need to start now. I need to start now. Progressed into doing stuff like that. But at the time, you know, when I was in high school, I was going through some real stuff mentally. I was having a really hard time about, and I never told anybody because, like I said, I wasn't good at talking. I isolate when I'm upset, and I just figure out how to handle things myself because I don't want to burden anybody else. So I had to figure out ways to make myself feel better, and that's why I love to read so much. That's why I have specific TV shows that I watch over and over and over again, especially on days where I'm not feeling that great. Like right now, I was watching Dairy Girls. Which, guys, be proud of me. I finally got my own Netflix account. It's been 6 years that I have been using my sister-in-law's and her family. So I called her today and I was like, guess what? And she was so proud of me. She was like, you're finally done milking us. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm not going to lie. I didn't do it to be responsible. I did it because now Netflix is cracking down on screen sharing or whatever the whole thing is. Not screen sharing, like code sharing, whatever. My device isn't on there and I can't put it on there without kicking somebody else off. So I didn't have much of a choice. Anyway, we're going to look at it as me trying to be responsible though. I've always just had things that I've done to try to make myself feel better, but it's like right now I want to go full force, and I'm so grateful that one next week is break for Thanksgiving, so I have a week off, which I mean I picked up shifts at work. I mean I'm not really having that much of a week off, but a bit of time to not have to think about schoolwork. But I am going to, like I said, I'm going to Texas, so I needed to save up money for that so that I could spend. I'm gonna go see my baby Pete Davidson. I got me and my sister tickets to his show. I'm so excited. If I come back married, y'all, don't say nothing. I want congratulations and gifts. I'm gonna post on my Instagram and I'm gonna just send y'all like a PO box. Just send me gifts. And if I don't end up married to him, send me gifts because I'm gonna be sad and depressed. Besides the point. And so I'm really excited for Christmas break because in college, Christmas break is a month long, and I'm going to really use it as a time to, one, just focus on my writing and my podcast and my filmmaking, but also to just focus on myself, to take days, more than one day in a row, two or three days in a row where I'm just doing work. I want to just like chill and not have anything to do, not focus on anything. Like have those days where I like decompress, like no internet, no TV, no nothing. Just like, I don't know. I don't think I cannot have TV, but like I'll allow myself TV in my game and stuff, but like no like going on Google or like using my phone or stuff like that. Like really just de-stress and decompress from the outside world and just stay in my own space. I really want to start hiking more. That's going to be one of my self-care tips. Trying to be out more in nature is something that I've heard is really helpful, like grounding yourself back to the earth, because we are all, you know, and back in the primal ages, we were all very one with the earth, you know, and now we all stay in our houses, we stay on our phones, we stay on our games and stuff like that, so we're not as connected to the earth, and I've heard, you know, just doing that helps you more, and I'm so grateful that outside of our apartment, we have this beautiful lake and this large field of grass. I'm just going to start going out and meditating out there. And on my days off, you know, maybe just walking in the grass with no shoes on, like really connecting to the earth that way and doing stuff like that and just being more with it, going to the beach more, watching the sunrise. You know, I live near the beach now, which is cool. I mean, I don't ever really go to the beach because I'm not really a beach person, but going and actually getting in the water and just enjoying it and not overthinking, just having those days where I disconnect from everybody in the world. And I have my days of peace when I'm by myself. Another thing I want to start doing is taking myself out on dates. That's something I used to do when, like I said, I'm a very isolated person. I would always hide myself in my room. And what I did, one of the ways that I got myself out of my shell was I just started taking myself on dates by myself. And it's very awkward. Going to the movies by yourself is awkward. You don't know what to do. Like, you don't know what to do. Going to a restaurant, I went to First Watch and I got myself a single table and I sat there. I didn't know what to do. I had no one to talk to. Like, it was kind of odd. They placed me in the center of the fucking restaurant. So there's all these people around me with their tables and their families and their significant others. And I'm just there by myself. And I at first I just did nothing. Like, I was just, but I get bored very easy. I was like, okay. So I just pulled out a book and I started reading. But that still stands. Like, that helped me so much because I learned that, okay, I have the ability to go out there and kind of do things on my own. And having that confidence and having that, like, knowledge that you can do that is so helpful. For me, like, my self-worth goes based off of what I can and can't do. If I can do something, then I love myself. If I can't do it, then I hate myself. And I hate that that's the way I am, but that is. And especially because I feel like I suck at so many things. And I always feel like I'm in the wrong for something. And sometimes I am. Most times I'm not. I'm not talking about situations. Like, it was a point in my life where if I breathed, I thought I was wrong. And I'm not saying this exaggerated. Like, talk to my fucking therapist. She will tell you. And so, another thing, therapy. Therapy has helped me so much. I'm now at once a month, but I don't like that. I like having twice a month, just every 2 weeks. That's just how I am. But having someone to talk to, which I hate it because I only have 7 more months with her. I've been with this therapist for, it will be literally 4 years in May, which will be the last time we talk to each other because she's not licensed in Texas and they have to be licensed in the state that you are in order to be with you. So that's going to be something that's really hard, separating myself from, like, since I first started really trying to get my shit together mentally and spiritually and emotionally, she was there for me and the person that I always talk to. And when I tell you, I was like weekly when I first started. So we can tell me I've made progress. But yeah, and those, when I tell you, like, I am very grateful for the progress that I made in my life and the way that I am now. Like, I really could have been worse. And I'm so grateful for the family that I've had and the support system that I had. Even if I wasn't telling them there were things wrong with me, they could figure it out and they were always there for me, you know? And I'm just really, really grateful for that. But so moving on to tips for you guys. So I wrote a couple down. I wrote some that's just like, maybe like if you're having like a self-care night, but also some day to day, you can do these whenever you want. So to start with, like, for instance, if you're having a rough day, you wanted to just have a good self-care night. Something that I do, you don't have to do this. But for me, it's like, which is hence why my room is a hot fracking mess because I'm moving. And so, like, that's stressing me out. And so for me, because I'm someone who likes being in a clean space, cleaning my areas, cleaning my desk, which I'm annoyed because I have tape on my desk, like when I was moving, so all the drawers and stuff wouldn't fall out. But now all this tape residue is stuck to my desk and I cannot get it off. So, like, my fingers and my shirt keep getting stuck to my desk, like, beside the point. And that's another thing that's stressing me the hell out. But cleaning my space, cleaning my room, cleaning where I'm living, like, that cleanses my mind, you know, like, that makes me feel good. That makes me feel like I have something in order. Like I said, I'm a really big person with structure and organization and stuff like that. If I feel like there's structure in within the where I'm living, I feel like there's more structure in my life. That's another way that I feel better. If I feel like I know what's going on in my life, and you know how many times a day I feel like I don't know what's going on in my life, so that's saying something. So if I feel like I know what's going on in my life, that's how I'm able to be like, all right, you're moving in the right direction, don't freak out, you're okay. So that's number one. Number two, I'm someone who's really big with, like, scents and smells and stuff like that. They make me feel kind of level and grounded to the earth or stuff like that. That's why I love, like, natural smells. Like, for instance, because obviously it's about to be Christmas time, I have a cedar candle on and it reminds me of pine trees. And I like lavender, like, incense or a lavender candle. I have, like, this humidifier that I constantly will have on and that has, I think it's lemongrass and stuff like that. That stuff, type of stuff that reminds me of nature and stuff like that. And those smells keep me level to the earth, too. Those, like, clear my mind a bit and they make me feel good. Another thing for me, and this is something y'all should be doing daily because there are people out there. What's her name? Mila Kunis and Austin Kutcher. Whatever their names are, they don't shower. Like, they shower like every 4 days. Guys, this tip is shower, take a bath, please. Don't be dirty, that's nasty. Besides the point, but for me, taking a shower or taking a bath, especially when I'm having a rough night, like a hot one too, and I'm so happy because I have a bath in my bathroom and I haven't, like, had a bathtub in a very long time because, like, people just don't make them anymore. They just give you showers and be like, okay, here you go. But that, I'm really excited to use the bath portion. But yeah, having just that, and like I said, it's water, it connects you to the earth again. It feels really good. It cleared, like, I like taking hot showers, but sometimes if I'm really messed up, because I love being cold. I'm really big with being cold. Because you can just make yourself warm versus when you're hot, it's hard to make yourself cold again. But if I'm really feeling like not mentally there, or I'm just going through it, I'll take a cold shower, which I don't like to do often because I love being cold. I don't like cold showers though. But cold for me makes me feel refreshed. It makes my head really feel clear. I think that's one of the reasons why, like, I'll wear hoodies and like sweatpants all day long in Florida. But whenever I go somewhere and it's cold, like, my siblings hate it so much because I wear hoodies and stuff in the heat. But when it's cold outside, I will literally wear a crop top and shorts. Like, it's that type of, my sister was telling me, holy crap. My heart just jumped out of my stomach because I forgot when my doggy was here because she was in my sister's room and she just walked into my room and started like shaking herself. Scared the crap out of me. Anyway, my siblings hate how much I'll like wear only hot stuff during hot weather and I won't wear anything during cold weather. But it's because like I'll be cold. I'm not saying I'm not cold. I'm not immune to being cold. But being cold makes my mind clear. It's why I keep my room cold and my room's kind of stuffy right now. Hence why I feel like I'm going through crap. But that just makes me feel like I'm going on a clear path and I'm doing good and I freaking love it. My next thing is make your favorite meal. I love cooking. I think cooking is very, very peaceful. Though sometimes it does stress me out because I'm messy. I also have a tendency to almost cut off my fingers. I did lacerate my finger and I had to get 15 stitches. And it's literally, I went to the urgent care twice, the hospital twice, and the fire department. So let's just say it was an extreme matter. Anyway. That was a really hectic week. That was a really, really hectic week. It was very stressful too. Anyway, so yeah, make your favorite meal. Like having my favorite foods, which is for me, which is something I'm making tonight, Brussels sprouts. Though my friends are trying out the new dumpling place, and so I have them grab me like mango boba, because that's my favorite. If anyone loves me, give me mango boba. And normally I love ramen, but the place that they're going to, I don't think it has ramen, but they are getting me vegetable rice, and I love fried rice. That's one of my favorite, you know, comfort meals. But yeah, and that's something easy. Like if that's what you like, if you like gorging on junk foods, obviously don't do that every day because, you know, we want to be healthy, but, you know, treat yourself. That's tonight, you know. And then my last thing was just like whatever is like your laid back task. Whenever I'm trying to relax and distress and let go of the troubles of my days, I don't want to do anything that makes me think. So like I will usually read or I'll watch a movie or a TV show. I won't really read a new book. I have to be something that I'm already doing. I've already started reading, or I just can't start. I can't start a new book when I have too much anxiety because I get anxiety from reading new books. Because Kayla, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm looking at you. Wish you just looked at me like, how dare you? But I get anxiety from starting new books because I'm like, well, damn, now I gotta like read about this whole new world. I gotta figure out who all the characters are. And then I gotta get connected to them. And then what if something happens? Like, now. So, like, my reading literally goes based off of how I'm feeling, you know? So, I'll usually reread something that I'm already reading or reread something. Or then I'll just rewatch the same TV shows. Hence, The Office, New Girls, or Dairy Girls. Just, like, the three shows that I just am constantly having to repeat. And, yeah. Or, like, put on your favorite movie. You know, do whatever makes you feel good. And you don't have to think much about it. And you can just do it. You know, I like crocheting, which I haven't done in a while. Just because I have not had time to just sit in one spot in the last 3 weeks. But I need to finish Savi's blanket because I'm obviously bringing it to Texas with me in 2 weeks. And we ain't going to talk about how that kind of looks right now. It's a little messy right now. It's like 4 different colors because I kept buying the wrong yarn. Like, I bought the same patterns, but the wrong colors. We won't even talk about that. But, yeah. So, yeah, just do that. Like, trust me, little things in your life make the biggest difference, especially when they're on repeat. So, in terms of just, like, day-to-day things that you can do to constantly keep that self-care going is exercise. And I know it's, like, the pot calling the kettle black. I'm a fucking hypocrite because I don't exercise. Hence why I feel like crap all the time. But that's something I definitely would like to get better at. Like you guys know, I want to start rock climbing. It's just more or less about having the time to do it, but also just the money, because everything costs money these days. But I've done some classes before, not too long ago, and those were super fun. And so I did find a place, now that I moved, I found a place that's like 30 minutes from me. And it's bouldering, not rock climbing, which is like the same difference, but besides the point, we come in fucking stuff. So I was like, whatever. I'm just not belaying in this one. But just doing that, we opened up a gym at my new school. So when I, what I'm going to do is just when I get out of class, I'm just going to, I'm going to actually do that tomorrow. I'm going to do that tomorrow. Y'all, I, when I get out of class, I have 8:30. When I get out of class at 10:30, I'm going to go straight to the gym. Because literally down the campus, go straight down, work out for at least 45 minutes to an hour, and then come home and shower and eat and stuff like that. Because I want to at least twice a week. I'm not going to commit myself to 3 or 4 times a week. Because I know that's not like that's not good for me. I was never someone who liked working out. I just did it because I had to when I played lacrosse. And I played lacrosse for 4 years. So it's like I had no choice. But like me trying to get like healthy is something that I'm really working on. Just even with my diet, I had barely any food today because I just didn't want to, and that wasn't good either. So that's another thing, just get like having better dietary things and just eating foods that make me feel good about myself. But also making sure that I'm eating, you know, I want all of you guys out there, like no more eating just one meal a day, have at least 2 to 3 meals, and they have to be full meals. If you're not someone who can handle a lot of food at one time, break your meals up. If you have like, have them in small increments, have a small meal and then a couple hours later, another small later, yeah. Have a small meal, a couple hours later, another one, another couple hours later, another one. I'm sorry if that was confusing. I just confused myself. Besides the point. So let's make me a promise. I'll make myself a promise. I'll make you guys a promise. You guys make me a promise. We're going to pinky promise. Ready? Pinky promise that we're going to all start eating better and exercising more. Okay? All right. Ready? And pinky promise. Very nice. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. And if you break your pinky promise, I'm going to break your fucking fingers. I got to find you guys first. So, mommy, I'm sorry. I'll be forgetting that, like, I don't really like swearing on my podcast, but I just be forgetting. I just be talking to y'all like, y'all my friends. Y'all my friends. Y'all my babies. I love y'all. I just be forgetting. I just be swearing. But mommy, when you listen to this, because my mommy is my biggest supporter, she always listens to my podcast. Ignore the parts where I swear, please. Like, I want you to believe that I'm your innocent child who's never said a bad word in her life. Anyway, the next one is meditating and yoga. Like I mentioned before, meditation and yoga was something that helped me so much. I could meditate for like 20 minutes and be fine. Now I can't even meditate for like 5 minutes without my mind going somewhere. And so that's something else that I want to get better at. Yoga, especially stretching, is so good. Even if you don't work out, stretch. Like I haven't been stretching, hence why my body feels like crap. And my job is very like heavy lifting and stuff like that. And so I need to take care of myself for those reasons. Another thing for me is I'm not someone who can really just like read the Bible that much anymore. I used to be, but I would like to get back into like having maybe a couple of days a week. I'm actually supposed to have Bible study in 30 minutes, but have a couple of days a week where I just go back and I read my Bible, even if it's only a couple chapters or a couple pages, just read it, dissect it. Like that makes me feel good. I also do Bible plans. Like I'm trying to get more consistent with that. For instance, also like my Duolingo, I'm trying to learn French. I'm starting my classes back again next week. So I, what I'm going to do is on Monday, cause I don't work till I don't think I work till 6. I might work at 3. I don't know. I gotta check. But I want to, forgot what I was about to say. What am I doing? Oh, yes. I'm going to go through it. Because one of the things that my professor just said was that I just don't remember a lot of the stuff. I don't, my accent is good with French and I'm able to kind of keep up in some instances. Slow down, Ashanti. Deep breath. Another thing, guys. Practice regulated breathing. That's something that's so helpful. It calms me down so much, especially because you get to see how much I talk. But yeah, he was saying, I just got to get better at remembering the stuff that I've been taught. So I'm going to go through again and study all the stuff that we've gone over this last year. Because like I know French, but I just don't remember it. So I guess I don't know. I don't know any French. Okay, I don't remember it. So just go through and stay consistent with my classes. I think that's another reason I would go like weeks without taking a class because I would be too busy and stuff like that. It's like, I understand, but it's like, if you're going weeks without studying something, you're going to forget it. Like obviously. So just go through and just study all the stuff that we learned up to it and just keep studying it as we go throughout the rest of the courses. So yeah, like learn another language. That's another thing that's really, really fun. And I'm having a lot of fun doing it, but also makes it give me a lot of anxiety because I don't like looking stupid in front of my classmates. But yeah, anyway, journaling. Journaling for me was my life savior for the last 4 years. So I started journaling when I was 15. And I know you guys like tea, but you're 20 now. Hence, this last year, I just haven't been journaling. I think I kind of got to a point where I was like, oh, I don't really need to, which is not true. I really need to. And I feel so good when I do it. And so I used to journal every morning and night without fail. Now I got to get myself to journal more than one time a week. So that is really helpful, especially because, you know, there are times, you know, I'm someone, I have ADHD, so my mind's always going. And so when I'm, you know, I can hear someone's motorcycle all the way from here, like over the rain, like that's, just to say that's too loud. But I'm someone who, you know, I overthink and I always have something on my head, my mind. And so it's easier for me if I can just get all those thoughts out before I go to bed, because I will literally stay up all night because my mind won't shut up. And I'll literally, first of all, that happened to me maybe like a week ago, where I literally cried and I end up going and sleeping in my mom's bed. Cause I was like, mom, I can't sleep. I can't get my mind to shut up. It was really stressful. It was really hard for me. I literally told myself, Chauncey, please shut the hell up. I'm so tired. I want to go to sleep. That was the day that I had to work a 5 a.m. shift at work. And sometimes that's like a symptom of ADHD. You just can't get your mind to shut up. And it's like, that's also just a symptom of people in life in general. Sometimes we just think too much and we can't sleep. And so generally before bed, gets out all of that stresses of the days and the days before you go to sleep, so you can have a clear mind. And when you wake up, journal about whatever you're feeling anxiety about for the coming day, or if you had a bad dream or a good dream or whatever. Like, you can talk about anything, and it's so much fun. And it's just for you. It's just private, but you don't have to keep that mind, not that mind, those thoughts in your head, or carry that weight on your shoulder, because now it's inside of your book. You know, everyone say hi to Kilo. She's currently having me pet her, if you guys can hear her panting. I want to take her out to pee, but she doesn't like to go out while it's pouring. I think it's starting to slow down, so I'm gonna try to take her out now. But I have two left. Oh, actually, I have three things left. Well, technically two, because I already told you guys one of them. But my next one is have a good morning routine / night sleeping routine. Having a good morning routine for me always just literally just me journaling, meditating, reading my Bible, reading in the morning, just stuff like that. I want to definitely get better at that. For me right now, that's not going to happen for this current month, because I have an 8 a.m. and I can't get myself to get up past 7:30 and to leave at 7:30. So that's saying something. My sister has to wake me up every morning because I can't hear my alarm, even though it's right next to my face, and she wakes up because of it. And so, like, having a good morning routine for me has always been good. It sets my day. If I have a good morning routine, if I get the things done in the morning that I want to, and I feel good about my day, I'm like, okay, I accomplished something. Like I said, my self-worth goes based off of how structured or how good I am at doing certain things. And if I do that, I'm like, oh, yay, I'm freaking perfect. So that's really great. And then also having a night sleep routine. Like, we got to start working on another pinky promise, guys. Pinky promise that we're going to start sleeping more. Like, having a better sleep schedule. I'm getting better at it, where I'm getting at least 7 hours of sleep a night. But there are nights when I'll stay up all night, because I'll just be, like, contemplating life, staring into the abyss. Oh, I can't wait for the Grinch. Can't wait for Christmas. But yes, it's pinky promise. That was a good one too. I loved it, period. But yeah, having a good night routine where you, like, if you're making a rule, it's a really good thing. No TV or being on your phone before bed, or no going on your phone right in the morning. Like, that's something that I stopped doing. Like, I do not go on my phone in the morning. I don't want to see anything. I don't want to see any texts. I don't want to see anything. Like, I want to have a morning with, like, not thinking about the outside world. I want to start reading, like, books on, like, my nonfiction books, like my books on productivity and stuff, before I go to bed. I think I'm getting a cold. I think because everybody's getting a freaking cold, and I'm, no. Anyway, just start doing that before I go to bed. I feel like that would be, like, a good way, like, just putting healthy things into my brain, instead of, like, nonsense about just everything else. I think that's really good for you. My second to last thing is just setting goals and priorities. I feel like for a lot of us, we all have anxiety and stuff like that, just because we're unsure about our futures or about how things are going to go. Set goals. What are your priorities right now? What do you want to focus on right now? That's what I'm going to probably not do tonight, because I have too much things to focus on tonight. But definitely tomorrow when I get home, I really want to just start organizing my life tomorrow. I'm gonna organize my room tonight, organize my life tomorrow, and, you know, figure out what's my plan. I need to have a plan. That is a really funny thing. It's just saying that when you plan, God laughs, but I don't think I'm not gonna try to plan my whole future. But I definitely would like to try planning my next few months or my next couple of moves, not moves, but like moves that I'm about to do and stuff like that. Figure it out where I want to start moving in direction of. And just stuff like that, you know, and just really trying to just be there for myself. I'm trying to have I want to be my own support system, you know. I want to rely on myself and know that I can trust myself if one, like, you know, push comes to shove. And then my last thing was something I talked about before, which is just identifying your signs of stress, you know, acknowledging what it is that's stressing you out and figuring out a solution is the best way to help yourself. You can't, I mean, I like to sleep to avoid my problems, but I can't sleep all day. I mean, I'll try. I have tried. Trust me, I have freaking tried. But the problems are always going to be there when you wake up. You're only having a momentary break from it. So just try to find a solution for whatever it is that you're going through. Nothing lasts forever. No matter how bad something is, nothing lasts forever. But you just have to figure out how to deal with it until then. And you have to figure out how to get out of it. You have to figure out what you can do to be better at it. You have to, you know, stand up for yourself. And a lot of the time, whether it's you're standing up for yourself to yourself or to other people, you know, that's something that's important. And this is actually one of the longer episodes that I've had. I did not expect this episode to be so long, and hence why my throat is kind of scratchy. But I think I said my piece today. I this is really an important topic to me. Oh, talking about morning routines. I made an episode on morning routines. I just remembered. It came out around like April last year. I think it was like April 17th, if I'm correct. I gotta double check that. But that I did an entire full episode talking about how you can make a morning routine, the different things you can do and stuff like that. So you guys, please go check that out. I think that would be really good for you. I definitely will have to talk more about self-care and self-love and stuff like that. Definitely will be talking about that in my rewiring series. Like I told you guys, like that's the series that I have on just how we need to rewire our brains. We are taught to be a certain way. We are, whether it's by our families or society or whatever. And so we need to, like, you know, a lot of those things are toxic. A lot of those thoughts and habits that we have are toxic. And I created a series where I identify them, I talk about them, and I'm just going to start giving you guys solutions. Like I said, I'm not just doing this podcast for me. Yes, I want to talk. I love talking and I love getting stuff out, and I want to make a living from it one day. But I started this podcast so that I can have people to relate to, and so that people can relate to me and know that they're not alone. You know, like, obviously I have bigger plans in mind, but that's what I want to do. I want to build a community for you guys. So please, like, one, follow me on my social medias, which I will put in my description below, because you guys know I never remember them. But like, just tell everybody, tell your friends, tell your family, bug people, like tell them that this is an awesome freaking podcast. I sometimes swear, and I will have a Patreon up soon. But yeah, thank you guys so much for coming on and just taking the time to listen to me. I'm so grateful for every single one of you guys who comes on. Like, you, I don't think you guys understand like how much that really means to me. I, for the longest time, didn't believe that anyone would ever listen to me, and here, 30,000 downloads, you know, two years later, like, that's insane. It's insane. It makes me feel really good about myself. And like, anything you guys want me to talk about, any series you guys think I would start, any suggestions, please, there's a comment thing section you can do below. One, you can leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, which is great, it helps me out a lot. But also, you can ask me questions and ask me like things about my episode, and I'll show you guys how to do it on my social media, where I'll post a picture. Literally just scroll below this episode, and it's a little bar where it says like ask a question or something like that, and you guys can do that and just give me your feedback. Like, I would absolutely love to read it. So again, I'm gonna say I thank you guys so much for coming on. Don't know what I'm talking about next week, but I'm sure that should be fun and exciting. It probably won't be as long as this one, but it'll be wonderful. I love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful for you guys. And I want you guys to have a great and beautiful day. Happy holidays to those who do or do not celebrate Thanksgiving. Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa are coming up, and I'm very excited because I have family who celebrates all three. I have siblings who celebrate all three. So that's going to be exciting. Especially because not all three of us, there's more than three of us, but I will be able to spend their holidays with them and learn more about them come December, which is going to be something that's very exciting. So I love you guys so much. I thank you guys, and I'm going to go clean my freaking apartment and do homework and have a good rest of my self-care day. So I love you. I thank you. And then did my professor grade my final project? Did she grade it? Let's see. I have an A in the class. I ended the class already, but like, I just need her to pin in. Damn, she didn't grade it yet. All right. When I get a grade about my final essay in my final research paper, I will, I'll make a post on Instagram. I'm like, guys, I passed. I think she loved it, because it was a 10-page paper in a video essay. So, we'll see. All right. Bye. I love you guys so much. Have a great day. Follow me on social media. Bye.